Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello, welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Phil.
Hello, how are you, Feifei?
I'm actually feeling incredibly relaxed. I've just started doing a painting course. I haven't done it before and I wasn't sure if I'd like it. So I'm just dipping my toe into it at the moment. But you know what? It's actually quite relaxing.
Ah, well, the expression that we're learning in this programme is dip your toe into or dip a toe into. We'll look at what it means and how to use it. Depending on who we're talking about, it can be dipping my toe into, dipping your toe into, or dipping his, her, or their toe. Feifei, you said you're dipping your toe into painting at the moment, but what does that mean here?
Well, dipping your toe into something here means to start something slowly and gradually. Think about going to the beach, especially in England when it's not that warm. If you want to go for a swim, but you're worried about the temperature, you might start by dipping your toe into the sea to see how cold it is.
So this expression means starting something gradually to see if we like it or not. And actually, we often use this with things like hobbies, like painting. So you can say that you're dipping a toe into painting to see if you like it or not.
Yes, that's right. There are two things that are important to remember about this expression. One, it means to start gradually. And two, you're starting gradually because you're unsure if you'd like it or be successful at it.
OK, so if I give you an example about me, someone suggested to me that I try cycling to work. I thought they were crazy. It's a long way. There's bad traffic. Why would you do that? But I thought I'd try it. So I got an old bike and I just tried it to see if I'd like it. I was dipping my toe into cycling and it turned out to be really good.
Yes, so Phil was dipping his toe into cycling. Here are some more examples of the expression dip your toe into.
I really like reading romance novels, but I think I might dip my toe into true crime and read one of those next.
I've always done ballet, but I've decided to dip my toe into tap and I'm starting a class next week.
My mum's always worked as an estate agent, but recently she's been thinking about dipping her toe into hairdressing.
In the examples we've heard, people are dipping their toe into different new activities. Are there other ways of saying it?
Yes, we also say dipping a toe into the water or dipping my toe into the water. Now, this is when it's clear from the conversation what the new activity is. It's also possible to use the verbs stick or put.
OK, so we can be sticking, putting or dipping our toe into the water or whatever it is that we've just started to do.
That's right. Now, to recap, we've learned the phrase dip your toe into, which is used to mean starting something new gradually.
That's all from us. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. See you then.
Bye-bye.